The Wildcat Den, presented by One Bank on 101.9 AM 920. Colin Castleberry with you, and it is an interesting week at Livingston Academy as the seniors are on their senior trip. So we spend most of the show catching up with freshmen, sophomores, talking about their time, extra time on the diamond, whether it's in softball or, in the case of Green Puckett, the freshman class president, all of that and more. We did sneak one senior in, though, because baseball kept their seniors right here in Livingston in Overton County to help take on Upperman on Monday and Tuesday night, and they hand the bees on Monday. Spoiler alert, first district loss for Upperman in more than four seasons. We'll talk about that with senior Junior Steele and a whole lot more coming up now on the Wildcat Den, presented by One Bank on 101.9 AM 920 WLIV.
From inside the Wildcat Den here on 101.9 AM 920, and I joked a couple weeks ago that Zach Lewis was Mr. Everything here at LA, and he certainly was, but on his way out the door, I think we may have found our next Mr. Everything. Green Puckett, senior class president, three sports. What don't you do, Green?
Not much. The sports and the presidency, it takes up a lot of time.
So what exactly drew you to wanting to be class president? Already playing three sports, knowing how busy you'd be, what sort of drew you to wanting to run for office?
I wanted to make sure that there wasn't somebody that wasn't reliable in office for the rest of the freshman class and somebody that they could trust and rely on.
So you take pride in representing your class, which of course has some, you know, some really special kids, not just athletes, but all sorts of, you know, really special talent as a part of it.
Yeah, I'm excited to go through and be able to represent them and have respect for them and them have respect for me and do it for the next few years if I get reelected.
I was going to say, so you do plan on, this is not a one-year, one-off sort of thing. You plan on, if they'll reelect you, to be sophomore class president, junior class president, et cetera.
Yes, I want to rerun every year if I can.
Love to hear that. You love to hear that from your political figures. Green, how do you balance it all, though? I mean, three sports, running for or being class president. I know you've got to have some homework somewhere in there. How do you balance it all?
I just go as it comes. I used to use a calendar and kind of make sure I had everything working, but now I just kind of go as it comes and just do it as it comes up. And everything's last minute, though, crammed in. So it's fun, but it's a lot of work.
Do you enjoy that, though? Is there a part of you that just kind of likes being busy, staying busy, knowing that you've always got something to do, somewhere to be, somewhere, someone to be with?
Yeah, I hate having time off. I don't like not doing anything. I like to be busy all the time and have something to do.
All right. Well, for those who don't know, Green, what are the three sports that you participate in here at Livingston Academy?
So as a freshman, I play football, basketball, and baseball for Livingston Academy.
Yeah, the big three. Couldn't have seen that coming. How do you sort of perform that transition in the midst of being class president and just adjusting to being in high school? What was it like kind of transitioning to each new sport here at the high school level?
All three sports, the paces of high school sports are a lot faster than middle school, obviously, and the competition is crazy compared to what I had last year. And it's hard because of how much they overlap, because you feel like right at the end of the season of one, you're really into it and you're doing pretty good and you're not as rusty as you were, and then you go right into the next sport. So,
well, we're in baseball season, so I'd be remiss if I didn't get in a couple baseball questions. First and foremost, last week, end of last week, senior night for the baseball team. What have those guys meant to you, right? I think about a Carson Parrott who you would have played, and Dylan York who you played football with. What did they mean to you?
Dylan York, specifically, it was his first year playing football, and it was my first year playing as a on the high school level. So me and him bonded well. We played, you know, JV games together, got a little bit of varsity time. And so I knew him very well by the time baseball came around, and then we've just gotten closer through baseball, so it's going to be hard seeing him go. And then Zach and Carson, got close to them. And Ryan Paul, he's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He's fun. And all of them are really fun. Junior's really fun. He's always there when we need him to run bases. And, I mean, it's just that whole class is going to be hard to lose next year.
Yeah, no doubt. Final question. As a freshman, you get to see your team split with Upperman over the last 2 days. That's something these seniors have fought for, something this team and this program have fought to do for a long time to really challenge the Bees. What was it like these last 2 days in your freshman year? You've taken on Upperman in the other sports. Now what was it like taking on probably the program they take the most pride in out there on the baseball diamond?
It was great. We won, and going into that game on the bus, we were talking about how they hadn't lost a district game in, I believe, 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then we go out there, and I knew we could do it. And then especially with Carson on the mound, Carson was carving them that game. And so it was just – it was amazing to witness it. And it was – at the end of the game, it was unbelievable to walk through there and know that it hadn't happened in so long and me being able to witness it, even though – us freshmen didn't get much playing time, but it was just, I mean, it was amazing to be there and be a part of the team that did that.
Green Puckett, baseball, basketball, football, freshman class president, everything in between, Mr. Everything here at Livingston Academy, inside the Wildcat Den on 101.9 AM 920 WLIV. Inside the Wildcat Den once again here on 101.9 AM 920, and a rare senior on the week in which they're on senior trip. Baseball team had some big games against Upperman, and that means the seniors stuck around, including senior Junior Steele. First and foremost here, Junior, just what has it been like here over the last 4 years being a part of this Wildcats program?
It's been pretty fun. It's had a lot of ups and downs, and just overall we're just really good having to bond with the team and stuff.
End of last week, senior night celebrated. You get to go out there, take some cuts, start in the outfield. What did it mean to you get the start on senior night and get to play, a full seven innings?
It was really fun. It probably could have been better at the plate, you know, but it's okay. Everything played out pretty good. We won.
You guys have a pretty special group here of seniors. It's not just you. There's Carson Parrott, Ryan Paul Campbell, Dylan York. What about this group has been so special over the last 4 years?
Just we've all grown close and bonded, and we all know what everyone's capable of doing, and we just love playing baseball and hanging out.
Hey, listen, if you don't love to play baseball, don't play baseball. I always say it's probably the sport that involves and should have the most joy. What do you love to do away from the game, though? What are some other things you love to do, maybe with the guys or on your own or with family?
We just go and ride around and hang out, and that's pretty much it.
All right, who's driving? We're gonna drive around Overton County. We're going to go see what we can get into. Who's driving?
Probably Carson Parrott.
I'm somehow not surprised that Carson is the one who drives. All right, Junior, you not only got to play, but you've gotten to be around this team over the last 4 years, and it doesn't get much bigger than L.A. and Upperman, right? That is a rivalry across every sport. You know, it's a big deal every time they go out there and play each other. Last two nights, you've gotten to take on the Bees. You split with them, win Monday, a loss last night. What did it mean to here in your senior year to split with them and put yourselves in a position to walk away with a district title?
It means a lot because it just proves that we have a chance to beat them in district championship or like whenever we face them again.
What is your role when you're not able to be out there, right? When you're not playing in the outfield, you're not, you know, getting 3-4 at-bats in a ballgame. What is Junior Steele doing to help his team, help his guys?
I'm getting them up when they strike out, and like when they're on base, I get their stuff for them. And when I get the chance, I get to go out there and pinch run, and I make sure to do it the best I can.
Do you enjoy base running, Junior? Is that your favorite aspect of the game, or what's your favorite thing in baseball?
Probably playing on the outfield and like getting catches and stuff, but base running is definitely probably second.
No doubt. All right. Fair enough. Final question here. You're a guy who's obviously, as I've said, been around the program, been around these coaches. What's it like playing for Coach Loftus, being in the dugout with Coach Loftus? What is he like?
He's really cool. Once you get to know him, and he's been telling us to get it up and stuff, so we get it up, and we make sure to stay loud when he tells us to get it up.
Junior Steele, senior baseball player here at Livingston Academy inside the Wildcat Den on 101.9 AM 920.
From inside the Wildcat Den, catching up now with head softball coach Casey Bennett. And Coach Bennett, we sort of talked about it a little bit in pregame on Monday, but a unique situation for you guys with your seniors on senior trip. Several girls getting a lot more playing time, both in the field and at the plate. Of course, more experience as well for some girls, like Calla Pierce in the circle. What have you seen from some of your younger girls that's really impressed you in terms of stepping up here with your seniors out of the lineup for a week or so?
I know that the kids that haven't been playing much are really, really nervous and really scared, but they've never complained. They stepped up. They did the best they could, and we couldn't be more excited than that.
Well, certainly they have stepped up at times in a big way. I want to talk about one of them, taking a hard blow on Monday night. Keely Cantrell playing first base Monday night, kind of gets almost tackled there at first base. What was kind of going through your head from over there in the dugout when you see your first baseman kind of get taken out?
Selfishly, I was like, oh, no, we need her. And then I was like, she's okay. She's tough. She's good. But, yeah, I had a freak out moment. But she got up, so it was all good.
Another thing I noticed, you guys, it's a versatility thing, which is great, but a move you made Monday night, you switched left and right field, right? At one point in the game, you sent Brooklyn Loftus over to right field, and you brought your right fielder over to left. Is that kind of nice, knowing that in some of these young girls you have a versatility to put them in different places in the outfield, and then a couple of them as well can move around there in the infield?
Yes, it's the versatility is the key to any success. I tell my kids, when you're going to any job, when you're going to a college, they're going to want to know that you can do a little bit of everything. So that's really important for us, and it helps relieve some pressure on some kids when we need to move them.
You obviously as well, being without your seniors, as I talked about, are in that unique position to see some people coming to the plate that maybe haven't gotten as many at-bats this year as you'd like for them to, but nonetheless putting runs on the board, doing a really good job when their number is called. How do you, though, begin to find that little extra, right, to get you over the hump in some of these close ball games like White County, like Clay County, and others?
I wish I knew the magic formula. We're trying pretty much everything we can think of. We're just having a mental stop, pretty much. And it's not anything physical. They all can hit. We're just having kind of a mental block. And once we get over that hurdle, it's like floodgates.
No, it absolutely is. And like many teams, baseball or softball, the top end of this lineup produces so well. J.C. Collins, Josie Allen, Bailey Hutchison. How do they kind of help the bottom part of this order, the 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters, turn it over so that they can get an extra at bat or two?
They've been working really hard on encouraging. Anytime you have your top producing kids encouraging everybody else, that's always a win.
No doubt. All right, Coach, we got maybe, I think, 2 or so weeks, maybe 3 if you're lucky, left here in the regular season, and then, of course, into the postseason. What are you looking for from your team, both the youth and obviously as you get these 3 seniors back after this week from the senior trip?
I'm hoping we play 2 games next week. We play Monday and Tuesday, big district games. I'm hoping by that time our mental game is well and truly in hand, and we can just have fun.
Halfway through tonight's Wildcat Den presented by One Bank, time to take a look at your schedule ahead. As always at this point in the program, tomorrow night it's boys soccer at Kingston. Softball will be at home to take on Clark Range, and track will take the trip to York. Friday night, baseball comes back home to take on Warren County. You can hear that game right here on WLIV beginning at around 10 minutes before first pitch. First pitch scheduled for, I believe, around 5 p.m. at the moment. Saturday, baseball will head back home, or that is, they will stay at home, to take on Clinton County, Kentucky. Also, the L.A. Alumni Dinner, organized by head coach Leslie Riddle, will be at Livingston Academy on Saturday. Monday, they are providing athletic physicals at the high school, 4 to 8 p.m. at Livingston Academy. Also, baseball will take a trip across the border to Cumberland County, Kentucky. And on Tuesday, it's tennis at home to play Clay County, and L.A. cheer tryouts finally here after having to be postponed by about a month because of the requirement for athletic physicals. So cheer tryouts, that's Tuesday the 30th, and then Wednesday the 1st and Thursday the 2nd of next week. That's a look at your schedule ahead here on the Wildcat Den, presented by One Bank on 101.9 AM 920 WLIV.
From inside the Wildcat Den on the campus of Livingston Academy, we're joined now by track and field athlete Josh Koski. Josh, I always like to ask, you know, when it comes to sports that aren't, you know, quote unquote, the big three, how did you get involved? How'd you end up in track and field?
I realized I'd probably need some extracurricular activities to get into my college of choice.
Okay.
On cross country and track and field were my two main sports I chose.
So do you like to run, I assume? Are you a runner?
Yeah, not something I used to do at all. It was kind of a random sport. I had a couple friends in the sport, and they told me to join, so I did.
And what made you sort of stick it out? What made you fall in love with running or the sport itself?
The coach is great. Coach Newman is a great coach. And running just helped me better myself a lot, learn a lot of different lessons out there running. So,
what are some of the lessons that you know, getting consistent in running has taught you?
You got to push yourself when it gets tough and keep pushing through.
And what is it like? You said Coach Newman's a really great coach. What is it like running for Coach Newman?
He's really great at motivating you. I really want to make him happy, and I want to do good for him.
You mentioned, you know, you initially joined up because your college of choice, probably looking for extracurriculars. What is your college of choice, and why?
I'd like to get into the Air Force Academy. I've always wanted to join the military, and recently I've decided I wanted to fly planes. So the Air Force Academy gets both of those, where I can fly and go to college.
Yeah, 100% would cover both. So what made you finally decide, you know, that it was planes, that you wanted to get in jets, be a part of the Air Force, you know, here recently?
I decided to take the aerospace class at the high school, and that class taught me how cool the planes are and stuff.
All right. Well, Josh Koski, track and field athlete, future member, hopefully, of the Air Force, joins us from inside the Wildcat Den here on 101.9 AM 920. Another installment here from inside the Wildcat Den on 101.9 AM 920 WLIV. Colin Castleberry with you, and joined now by a member of the softball team. We've worked our way through sophomores. The seniors are on senior trip this week. So this week, joined by
Keely Cantrell.
Yeah, Keely Cantrell joins us. Keely, first and foremost, just what's it been like here over this past weekend and this week to get out there on the softball diamond, get a little more action in with the seniors on senior trip?
All the responsibility has kind of came upon me, having to take all the responsibilities of a senior, and I've had to really step up, but I've enjoyed it most of all. I loved having to step up and be more into it than what I usually am, but it's been all good, but we're ready for our seniors to come back.
Yeah, that's a great kind of lead into the next question. Is as good as this team is, and as much as they're led by some really talented sophomores, you guys have a wonderful group of seniors, those three, Megan Estelle, Sabrina Garrett, and I'm going to blank now because this is what I do. But either way, a great group of seniors. What have they meant to you, to this program over this season?
I absolutely love all three of our seniors. I've looked up to them since I started playing my freshman year, especially Sabrina. She plays first base, and that's where I've always played. So watching her to be my role model has been absolutely great.
Yeah, speaking of first base, I would be remiss, Cantrell, if I didn't ask about a certain play that may or may not have occurred on Monday night that you sold with an Oscar-winning performance. Walk me through getting basically tackled at first base there, and I believe it was the third inning against Clay County.
So all I remember is Josie throwing me the ball and me catching it, and the next thing I know, I'm getting football tackled, and I'm laying on the ground getting yelled at by parents and that player, and that coach gets mad, and it was just a big shindig. It was rough.
So the question is, if she hadn't tackled you, would you have made the throw to home plate? Because that's what happened is basically, you know, they say you couldn't make the throw because you got tackled, so the out comes at home as well. It's a double play. Would you have made the throw?
Personally, I believe I would have made the throw and we would have got the girl out.
Period. Would have been a double play even if she hadn't been tackled. All right, now away from softball, what are some of your favorite things to do off the diamond?
Outside of softball, I work and I spend a lot of time with my family, but a lot of the times I'm with Josie, a sophomore on the team, and usually we're hitting, throwing, doing something to help us get better.
All right, so Josie seems like she's one of these people that, like, brings everybody together, seems to glue everybody together. You are talking about how you're always hanging out with Josie. I know J.C. Collins and Josie have, like, a secret handshake I noticed they were doing against Clay County. What makes Josie such kind of a magnetic personality to sort of bring the whole team here together?
Josie's always lifting everybody up. She's always giving tips to make everybody better. Her personality is outgoing. She keeps us fun. Most certainly, she keeps us on our toes.
No doubt. Final question here, Cantrell, and that is, how do you contribute to this team when you aren't necessarily out there, right? Seniors come back. Sabrina obviously going to hold down first if she's not in the circle. What are you doing from the dugout to help this team, to encourage your girls night in and night out?
Coming from the dugout, you're always lifting up the girls, especially the pitcher, Calla, Sabrina, or even Tatum. Can't let them get down. If they have bad pitches, you know, you're cheering on your defense. If they make an error, you're just honestly, you're lifting everybody up and trying to make it be better, especially if we're losing.
What's it like playing for Coach Bennett? I lied. This is the final question. What is it like playing for Coach Bennett?
Personally, I like playing for Coach Bennett. I've played for her since my freshman year. She has helped me get better a lot. She's pushed me to be better than, obviously, I know I can be. She sees that I can be a better player than what I am, and she pushes me to be that better player every single day.
Inside the Wildcat Den with Keeley Cantrell on 101.9 AM 920. Finally joined now by a member of the dance team here at Livingston Academy. Current freshman, upcoming sophomore, of course, Felicity Looper joining us. Felicity, what drew you to the dance team, right? Do you dance outside of school, or was it just something you really wanted to try?
I've always had a love for dance, and I took studio for a few years, the Livingston Dance Studio, but I wanted to try something more competitive, and I thought the dance team would be a great way to do that.
No, absolutely. I would argue it probably is a very good way to do that, all sorts of different competitive styles. I don't know how much you've gotten to watch or research, but do you have one you're maybe most looking forward to, whether it's hip-hop or pom or kick?
I would say hip-hop is my favorite. I took a lot of those classes when I was younger, so it's very familiar to me.
Okay, I'm down with that. Now, this was an interesting audition process. I mean, I think there were judges. There was over 2 days. What did you enjoy most about the audition process this year for the team?
I was excited to meet some of
your future teammates?
Yes, my future teammates and the judges too as well. In the future, I would like to be on the tech dance team.
Oh.
and they were our judges. So it was really nice to meet some of them and just get to know them.
So what did you maybe learn from them? Did you get any advice? Did you get to talk to them, as you said, get to know them a little bit?
I did get to talk to them about the future of dance at college, and they were just giving me, like, different things to look forward to.
So it's been a couple weeks since auditions now, Felicity. What have you and your fellow teammates sort of been up to? What have you guys been working on and doing here over the last couple of weeks?
We've been learning a few new routines that Coach Ella Clumpton has been teaching us. It's been a really fun experience the past few weeks.
What's it like being a member of the dance team and dancing for Coach Ella?
I love it. She's a really good coach. I don't know how else to explain it. She's just really good.
She's a fantastic coach. Hey, no, that's a great answer. I'm sure she'll appreciate the compliment. What are you looking forward to most? Is it the competitions? Is it football? Maybe basketball? What part of the next year here as a part of the dance team are you maybe looking most forward to?
So this past year, I would say my favorite part ended up being football season. I loved performing in front of all of those people, and I just love football.
So you love the sport of football. Seems like you just love the atmosphere, those Friday night lights. What makes that special? Like, what makes performing in front of all those people on the grass out there, what is that? What makes that such a special experience?
It's just the vibe, I guess. The music and the cheering of the crowd.
I love the vibe, Felicity Looper says. Member of the dance team upcoming this year and, of course, last year as well, from inside the Wildcat Den here on 101.9 AM 920 WLIV.
As always, we've jam-packed so much in here for you on tonight's show at a time here in our final segment. So quickly, just to close it out, thank you to all of our guests tonight, Head Coach Casey Bennett, along with Keely Cantrell, Junior Steele, Green Puckett, Josh Koski, and Felicity Looper, all joining the show tonight. Appreciate them greatly. A shout out to Miss Connie there in the front office, as always, each week, helping organize the interviews for tonight's show. And most importantly, thank you to each and every one of you out there listening. I don't get to do what I love if you guys don't tune in, and you do that each and every week, and I appreciate it more than I will ever be able to put into words, and they pay me to talk. So that is saying something. I'm Colin Castleberry. This has been the Wildcat Den on 101.9 AM 920 WLIV, presented by OneBank.